From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Anti-government demonstrations are into their fifth full day in Bahrain as tens of thousands of mourners took to the streets for funeral processions for those killed in a raid by riot police on Thursday. One of those processions taking place in the city of Sitra. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain says the police have been noticeably restrained today, even as the government defends the deadly crackdown.
The government last night, the foreign minister, said that the raid was regrettable in that there was violence, but it was necessary to protect the security of the country. He said the country was walking on the precipice of a sectarian abyss, and he said that it was a necessary thing that had to be done.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain. Thousands of people have filled the central square in Cairo today, 1 week after Egypt's longtime president Hosni Mubarak resigned. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is there.
They're calling it a day of remembrance and perseverance to remind people that they need to remember those who died and were injured in this revolution, and also what is still to come. They have their list of demands that they want the military to still meet.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the United States has been encouraging governments in the Middle East to undertake reforms for some time now.
The U.S. has pretty consistently, primarily privately, but also publicly, encouraged these regimes for years to undertake political and economic reform because these pressures were building.
Gates testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Lawmakers in the House are wading through dozens of amendments to a spending bill to keep the federal government operating after the current stopgap funding bill runs out on March 4th. House Speaker John Boehner is insisting that any new stopgap bill include additional cuts in federal spending.
Read my lips. We're going to cut spending.
Democratic Congresswoman Betty McCollum of Minnesota is proposing a cut that she says would save the government's millions of dollars a year. She's joining with some GOP freshman lawmakers to try to bar the Pentagon from spending tax dollars to sponsor NASCAR race teams.
With trillion-dollar deficits, this amendment is where the rubber meets the road for my Republican Tea Party colleagues who want to cut wasteful spending.
But Republican Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen of New Jersey disagrees.
Some estimates stating that for every dollar the military puts in NASCAR sponsorship, it gets $4 in equivalent in advertising through television, merchandise, and other outlets.
The Army, Air Force, and National Guard sponsor NASCAR race teams each year in an effort to boost military recruitment, but the Navy and Marine Corps have dropped their NASCAR sponsorships in recent years because they say they're not sure whether they're effective or not. This is NPR News in Washington. Oil giant BP is complaining that the fund it set up to compensate victims of the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is being too generous in paying claims. Eileen Fleming, a member station WWNO, reports the company says the method of calculating future damage is faulty.
BP says fund administrator Kenneth Feinberg is using a formula that inflates damages. It says there's no factual basis to assume future losses. Feinberg has so far paid out about $3.5 billion from the $20 billion fund established by the White House. He's being criticized by others that his payments are too low. The Justice Department is pressing the fund to be more generous with BP's money. Feinberg is scheduled to appear Friday before a House committee to explain his decisions. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban are claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing that has killed at least 10 people today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports a separate bomb killed one Afghan soldier.
A government spokesman in the eastern city of Khost said that the bomber detonated a pickup truck full of explosives near a police checkpoint, injuring scores of people and damaging buildings. The local police chief told NPR that his forces had been tipped off that the car bomber was in the city and shot at the driver when he failed to stop at the checkpoint. Near the border with Pakistan, Khost continues to be a battleground between U.S. forces and several insurgent groups. The city is isolated from the Afghan capital by a road that has still not been rebuilt because of steady violence. A U.S. airstrike has killed more than 30 insurgents in a remote village in eastern Kunar province overnight, according to a NATO statement that said no civilians were harmed. Afghan officials said they could not confirm details about the strike.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.